Welcome to the Planted, Not Buried podcast. I'm your host, Lance Donvold, motivational speaker and former professional athlete with the Seattle Mariners. The mission of this podcast is to sow seeds of hope into your soul, dig up deep roots of purpose within you that have yet to be uncovered, and grow you exactly where God has planted you so that you can reap your ultimate harvest in life. I will be your host throughout this podcast, and you can expect power-packed, spirit-led, short, motivational messages designed to pierce your heart and move you into immediate action. Whether you're at the gym, in the car, or anywhere in between, I know how busy your life is and want to personally thank you for taking the time to listen. My message for you is this: you are here on this earth for a reason. You've been planted for a season, and it's time to grow into all you're supposed to become. Please partner with me in planting this message of hope all over the world. And it starts with sowing one seed, sowing one episode into somebody else's life that could change them forever. Not because of me and my power, but because of God and the words He is going to speak through me and the way He is going to use you to distribute this message. Here are a few ways that we can plant this message into other people. Number one, subscribe to the podcast. I'll be dropping frequent messages designed to uplift, encourage, and reshape the way that you think. Please leave a review. I'm always going for a 5-star rating. Number two, just share this podcast with somebody else. You're hearing this for a reason. Pour out this message to somebody else that needs it. Share it via text, or just simply take a screenshot and post it to your Instagram story and tag me, and I will always do my best to give you a shout out and a repost. You can tag me at LannyT42 on Instagram. And with your help, together we can keep plowing for a more purposeful tomorrow. And put your gloves on, folks, because we got root work to do. Welcome to the Planted, Not Buried podcast.
Welcome back, y'all. Episode 13. We're talking about investing in your destiny or investing in your forecast. Man, we're right here, Planted, Not Buried podcast. I'm fired up that you're here to join me. So are you investing in your destiny or are you investing in your forecast? Man, I just had the privilege this morning to go over and speak to Dobson High School football program. Gosh, I had about 70 young men in there, and we just dropped this word on them. You know, the coach was really asking me to deliver something about consistency, deliver something about habits, deliver something about belief. And this is what I came up with because I had an encounter with a really good friend of mine. Shout out to Ty McDevitt. He's the head coach, or he's the pitching coach of the University of Minnesota Golden Gophers. And he's been going through quite a struggle, to say the least, and quite a battle, to say the least. But there's one thing I know about Ty is he's one of the strongest mentally I've ever seen and one of the strongest physically I've ever had to witness over my long playing career. So if there's one person that I know can get through anything, it's Ty McDevitt. And what he's been going through the last 600 plus days is he's been battling with a disease called Lyme disease. And for those of you that don't know, I don't really know a ton about it, but you get it from a tick. And it, man, it really just goes to work. It really just starts to attack your entire body. You know, for a while, you know, he was able to actually manage the symptoms. You know, I say that, you know, with, you know, lightly, because I don't really know what he was going through. But in my eyes and what he's been able to share with me, Ty was able to manage it. He was able to go to work. He was getting a lot of antibiotics for the disease, and, you know, kind of able to still function at somewhat of a normal level, still facing headaches, still facing lots of difficult things, sensitivity to light. But in December, things really took a huge nosedive and a huge turn. And he was telling me, Lance, you know, I don't really remember the entire month of December. I don't really remember the entire month of December. And I was like, gosh, that's crazy, man. He's like, my wife, Claire, was taking me to and from Mayo Clinic. Like, I had to wear glasses all the time. I felt like my eyes were going to pop out of my head. I had dropped foot. I couldn't really sit on the couch. I felt like I was going to fall over. And just all these things were happening. The doctors, like, couldn't really pinpoint what was going on, and they just decided to pivot. They decided to make a move and go to Florida to seek some serious help for this Lyme's disease at one of the best clinics in the entire world. So they up and moved. Like, Ty took a sabbatical from work. He had to stop working. And, you know, maybe all my time frames aren't exactly accurate, but this is just painting a picture of what's really going on in his life. And he was telling me that, you know, he compared all his entire journey down there to somebody who's going on a long-term weight loss journey. I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting, Ty. Like, break that down for me. He's like, well, sometimes over your journey, when you're trying to lose weight, you don't really see it week to week. You don't really see the progress in what you're doing every single month. But you are making progress. It may be slight. You may start to lose a little weight here, lose a little weight here, and you start to become more healthy before you start to look more fit. Come on, somebody. You start to become more healthy before you start to look more fit. And he was saying the same thing with all the drugs that I was taking. You know, he had really gotten rid of a lot of medication, and he started going holistic. He started, you know, doing all of these different cleanses, all of these heavy cleanses for his body. I don't know all the details, but I do know that he was getting multiple injections, you know, infusions, all these things down there. You can check out his Caring Bridge, Ty McDevitt. If any of you guys are going through Lyme's disease or anything like that, please go visit his Caring Bridge. He's definitely an inspiration to me, an inspiration to many, the way he's been able to get through this. All praises to God, too. You know, there's no way he gets through this without God, is what he's been telling me. And as we're talking, I'm starting to hear, like, and he's telling me that there was really no sudden difference when he was doing the work, when he was getting the help that he needed. You couldn't really see that it was working right away. And this is a long-term solution. This is a long-term thing, a long-term fix. But, you know, he goes and almost can't remember anything in December to, I just talked to him January 26th, or June 26th the other day, and he's already back to work in some capacity. Already back to work in some capacity, making calls, going to work, able to take care of his daughter, able to drive. This is somebody that couldn't drive at one point, couldn't watch his daughter at one point, like pounding headache. And now he's at this position. So when I say this, are you investing in your destiny or are you investing in your forecast? Ty, every single day that he got up to go do this functional medicine, to go do the injections he didn't want to do. Oh, by the way, he had to drive 4 hours a day. He had to drive 4 hours per day, two there and two back from the facility in Florida. Up and left Minnesota, right? And they had spent thousands of dollars on this treatment. So are you investing in your destiny? Because Ty believed that he would get healthy someday. He just didn't know when. And here's the difference between investing in your destiny and investing in your forecast. When you go to check the weather, like if you go on your phone right now and you're going to go check the weather, think about this. You're going to go look at the forecast. Key word there. You're going to look at the forecast. You're not going to watch the weather. We look at the forecast. We don't watch the weather. So the same thing is true with your feelings. The same thing is true with your emotions. The same thing is true day to day. I'm all for it. Like, you should check your feelings. You should check your emotions. And if they're too heavy and you have a repeated pattern and it's negative mentally, go seek help. Go get a counselor. Go do what you need to do. But every single day, you need to be investing in who you're called to be. You need to be investing in your future self that the rest of the world deserves. Come on. The rest of the world deserves your best. Trust me. Genesis 1:27, you have been created in the image of God. God made you. God knows how special you are. God knows how valuable you are. He created you. Do you know your worth and value to put the time and effort into your destiny and your calling to change this world, to do what you've been called to do in your family, in your finances, in your fitness, all areas of life, all walks of life? Are you going towards your destiny or are you constantly making decisions based upon your current forecast? Come on. I was speaking to this football team, trying to implore them that the reason the team doesn't come together, the reason people skip reps, the reason people show up late is because they're investing in their current forecast. They're taking their current temperature for the day and they're looking at it. They're not checking it. And that's going to change the way that they show up. That's going to change the way that they go after life. That's going to change the brotherhood that they commit to. So in your life, I got three ways for you to invest. Number one, you got to invest in yourself. Number two, you got to be investing in compound interest. And number three, you got to invest in your future. So if you truly want to invest in your destiny instead of your current forecast, you got to change your mind. You got to change your mind and invest in yourself. You got to know that you're worth it. You got to change your thought patterns. You got to change what you think about your gifts. You got to change how worthy that you are. And here's the thing, you know, speaking to this particular football team, there may be, and this goes for any football team, any person, any walk of life, there's some people that you're witnessing around you that are flat okay with average. And here's what I want to tell you. There are other people that might be okay with average, but I don't want you to settle for average when God has created you in the image of excellence. Come on, somebody. Lance, let's rip this thing. I don't want you to think that it's okay to be average. Now, listen, you got to understand that you're not average. And when you're being average, that it doesn't diminish your worth and your value. So even if you do participate in average or below average or good instead of great, that doesn't mean you're not excellent. Come on, there's somebody that needs to hear that. You have been putting up with average in your health, in your marriage, in your finances, at school. Whatever it is, you've been putting up with it. That does not diminish your value. But what I am saying is, how can you go after a God-given destiny seeking the very best version of yourself in all areas? Number one, you got to invest in yourself. The best investment you can make is in yourself. The best investment you can make is in yourself. How can you invest in your mindset? How can you invest in your health? How can you invest in, you know, your body, your physical body? How can you invest in it? What more can you do? Why have you been putting up with an average body? Why have you been putting up with an average eating habits? Why have you been putting up with average? You weren't created to be average. Now, don't get me wrong. We all make mistakes. We all let off the gas. There's times that you need to, you know, take some time to reset. I get it. I've been there. There's been so many times that I've stopped and started. How many times do we stop and start weight loss journeys, physical journeys, man, when we should have just continued to operate and move in our destiny instead of making decisions and habits based upon our current forecast and feelings for that day? Man. So number one, you got to invest in yourself, invest in your mind, invest in your health, be the best version of yourself because you're called to do it. You're called to do it. Number two, you got to invest in compound interest. All right. Let's drop a little word on you. Those of you who don't know about compound interest, let's just say for a moment here, you have $100 and you decide to invest it. Your return on that investment is 10% that year. You now have $110. If the very next year you get another 10% return, you're not getting paid. You're not collecting interest off of $100 anymore. You're actually collecting interest off of $110. So you're compounding. So when I say don't stop and start, don't take money out of the bank. You have already began the journey. You're not the same person you are today as you were yesterday. Every time that you wake up and you're not seeing the results, Ty wasn't seeing the immediate results, but there comes a day where he could take the sunglasses off. There comes a day where he could stand up out of the couch. There comes a day where his head's pounding 5% less. And he continues and continues and continues, because at the top of the mountain, at the top of Mount Everest, is his destiny of health, is his destiny of being the best version of himself. And every day he had a decision to make as he's climbing Mount Everest, as he's climbing that destiny to health, to what God has already promised him. He has a decision. Am I going to continue to compound all of the good things I'm doing for my body? Or because I don't see the immediate result, am I going to turn around and go back down the mountain? And here's the thing. Every time I've stopped something, it's so much harder to start. Every time I've stopped something, it's so much harder to start. And maybe you feel the same way. Like, man, I've said I was going to do this and I've stopped so many times. It's time to realize that we can't make any more withdrawals from the bank. If you truly want to be the best version of yourself, keep putting money in. Keep investing when you don't see the results. Keep doing it because you are not the same as you were yesterday. You can continue to compound habits, compound skills, and develop more than you ever have. And this is for my entrepreneurs out there. You might be listening to this thing thinking, man, my dream didn't work out. My first business didn't work out. My second business didn't work out. Now I'm on my third, right? And you think I'm starting from square one. No. You're not starting from square one. This dream does not have to take as long as your previous dreams. Come on, let's talk. This dream doesn't have to take as long as your previous dreams because you compounded habits, skills, disciplines, and knowledge that you can apply to this new thing in this new season of life. Same thing with me going from baseball to real estate to solar to speaking to writing to curriculums. All the things that I learned in baseball now translate to what I'm doing now. Bro, we're just running a different play. We're just running a different play. And I think for some of you, you're running a different play now, wondering if my old playbook is going to work on this new playing field. Is my old playbook going to work on this new playing field? Now we snapping. Here's the thing. You may be in a different field of life right now, but I promise you the plays are still going to work. You just got to change the algorithm. You just got to change the way things roll. You can take the skills that you've compounded over the rest of your life, over your past life, and you can apply them to this new field. And you can do it right now, but you got to compound. You got to compound. And number three, man, you got to invest in your future. Are you investing in your future self? Your future self is worth it. And if you don't think your future is worth it, you got to go back to number one and invest in you. Invest in your mind, invest in your health, invest in your giftings so that you can start to believe that your future is worth it. I know your future is worth it. Do you know it's worth it? Your marriage that might be on the rocks right now, you've made decisions to get you to this current place, but it's your job to invest in the future marriage that you have. The top of a mountain is the pinnacle. Your destiny is out there in all walks of life. But you have to make the decision that I'm not going to run back down the mountain. I'm not going to run back down. I'm not going to give up. Man, the Holy Spirit's telling me I'm not going to give up on this marriage. I'm not going to give up on what I've worked so hard for because I got to go find a new mountain. Bro, the mountain you got, the destiny that you've been called to, the calling God has on your life, it'll evolve, it'll change, it'll grow, it'll get bigger. But the one he's given you is the one you need to steward. The one he's given you is the one you need to steward. It's not a new mountain, my friend. It's not a new mountain. Keep going towards your future self. Keep going. Invest in you. Invest in compound interest and invest in your future. That's how you can invest daily in your destiny instead of your current forecast. Planted, Not Buried, episode 13. Let's roll it up.
Thank you for listening to the Planted, Not Buried podcast. Remember, you're here on this earth for a reason. You've been planted for a season, and it's time to grow into all you're supposed to become. Please partner with me in planting this message of hope all over the world. It starts with just sowing one seed and sowing one episode into somebody else's life that could literally change them forever, not because of me and my power, but because of what God is going to speak through me and how he's going to use you to distribute his messages. And here's just a few ways that we can plant this message into other people. Number one, just subscribe to the podcast. I'm going to be dropping frequent, power-packed messages designed to uplift, encourage, and reshape the way you think. Leave a 5-star review and just share this podcast with somebody else. You're hearing it for a reason. Pour it out to somebody else that you know that needs it. Pray about it, think about it, and share it with them via text, or just take a screenshot and post it to your Instagram or Facebook story. And I'll always do my best to give you a shout out or repost. And with your help, you guys, together, we can keep plowing for a more purposeful tomorrow. If you want to get connected with me further or have me come out and speak to your school, speak to your organization or team, just go to lancethonville.com and fill out the booking form, or just simply email me at info@lancethonville.com, or we can get connected on all social platforms under Lance Thonvold or LannyT42 on Instagram. As always, guys, put your gloves on because we got root work to do. We will see you next time on the Planted, Not Buried podcast.